This is Alison McCandless reporting for Citizen 2014. I am out exploring the Merchant City today, and from now until September, there's an exhibition on at the Glasgow City Heritage Trust offices, which is all about swimming. And one of the adverts that caught my eye was, "Why drown when swimming provides a pleasant, health-giving exercise?" Rather interesting statement to draw you into the exhibition. So I'm here with one of the organisers of the exhibition, and they're going to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, hello, my name is Thorsten Haag. I'm the director of the Glasgow City Heritage Trust, and we are delighted to have an exhibition about Glasgow's Victorian Edwardian baths as part of the 2014 Environmental Forum's legacy. This exhibition was prepared by Rachel Peirce, a museum studies student of the Glasgow University, who did the work as part of the research and the exhibition as part of her master course. And we were delighted to have her here and gave a lecture. She gave a lecture at the end about the exhibition and her research findings. But I'd also like to draw the attention to our Commonwealth Lecture Series, which is sponsored by Architectural and Design Scotland and the Scottish Government Legacy Team. And we have had so far two lectures, one by a Swedish-Ethiopian speaker who is a lecturer at the University College of Glasgow about sustainability in World Heritage Cities. The next lecture, which just happened a few weeks ago, was by Dr. Pierre Leconte from Brussels about placemaking man on motor in a different way of traffic management. And we would like to welcome anyone to come to the next lectures on the 13th of August in 2 weeks' time. And it's going to be Luis Bosch from Barcelona talking about how Barcelona became a tourist destination. And we're finishing the lecture series in September, all about Hamburg. There's the Hamburg City Park, which is 100 years old. We have a speaker explaining all about the park and how it became. And also the 100 years of green legacy of Hamburg, which has many green corridors, canals, and leisure green areas, and how it's developed. Part of that, in September, we have a group of Germans coming over, architects, planners, and we are going to have a debate about universities' development in Glasgow and Hamburg and how they can learn from each other. So we're looking forward to that on the 2nd of September. The debate is hopefully going to happen in Glasgow University while the lectures happen at the Lighthouse, usually 7 to 9 in the evening. Well, Alison, you mentioned Why Drown. I mean, this is a series of Trump tickets, the back of Trump tickets from 1909, I think, or 10, which has been unearthed by our university research student. And they're very interesting topics like Turkish bath cleanses the skin and defies diseases. Yeah, so come and have a look at the exhibition about surviving Victorian baths, lost baths, and some of them which are risk.